Well, this is a true story. I was about to begin a Sunday morning mass. I was standing in the back of the church over by the holy water fonts with the altar boys about to process up. And just then one of the altar boys said, "Knock, knock." I said, "Who's there?" And he threw holy water in my face and said, "John the Baptist." So today, John the Baptist is the central figure in the gospel because he's telling people to prepare themselves for the coming of the Messiah. Prepare yourself for the coming of Christ. And John the Baptist was the greatest of the Old Testament prophets. He is the bridge between the Old and New Testament. He's the one who prepared people immediately to receive Christ. And he was only 6 months older than the Lord. And he appeared in the desert. And St. Luke tells us when. He tells us in six different ways the timing that John the Baptist appeared in the desert. Pontius Pilate was the governor. Tiberius Caesar was in charge. And then in the different regions, we had Philip and Herod. And then Annas and Caiaphas were the high priest. So we know that John was a historical figure, and so was our Lord, and that they appeared in the fullness of time and history. And John, of course, prepared the people for coming of Christ by proclaiming repentance, telling people to go to the Jordan River to confess their sins, to be baptized, to repent of their sins, and that's how they would accept Christ in their hearts when he came as the Messiah. He was a voice crying out in the desert, "Prepare the way for the Lord." Well, during this Advent season, we do have this time to prepare. We have now the second candle lit of the Advent wreath, which reminds us that we've just begun the second week of Advent. So we're in the middle of preparing for the birth of Christ at Christmas that we celebrate every year. Let me give you some practical suggestions on how to prepare well for Christmas. And these seven words, these seven ideas are going to be easy to remember because I want to use the word prepare and give you one word for every letter in that word prepare. It's amazing. A number of kids last night after Mass were able to list these seven words in order. We have very smart kids in our parish. See if you can remember these today. Prepare is spelled with seven letters. The first is P, and that stands for prayer. During Advent, we need to spend time in prayer. And the way we can do this, even though it's a very busy time, is to always, when you wake up every morning, make the morning offering. Dedicate your day to God. Give him all of your prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of the day. Make your morning prayer. And then at night before you go to sleep, do your examination of conscience and say your act of contrition. And it's the perfect way to begin and end every day. The morning offering when you wake up and the act of contrition when you go to sleep. Those are the bookends of the spiritual life. And then sometime during the day, set aside maybe 5, 10, or 15 minutes in silence and listen to God and pray and talk to the Lord. And you can do this by opening up the sacred scriptures. You can read the liturgy of the hours or just talk to God heart to heart in your own words. So prayer is the first thing we should do to prepare well for Christmas. The second letter is R, which stands for a particular kind of prayer called the Rosary. It's my favorite prayer. And the Rosary is such a beautiful way of praying because it is meditating upon sacred scripture. And my practice during Advent is every day to meditate upon the joyful mysteries. Every day I pray the five joyful mysteries during Advent. And I find it very beneficial, very helpful, because that will keep the spirit of Christmas alive in your heart, because every day you'll be meditating upon the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. If you've never done that, I would encourage you to try it this Advent. From here on out, meditate every day on the joyful mysteries. The third letter in the word prepare is E, and that stands for the Eucharist. Make Christ and the Eucharist the very center of your life, not only by coming to Mass every Sunday, but during the week, if you can get to a daily Mass, two or three times during the week. Some people go to Mass every day, every morning, at 8:30 or 12 noon. Consider doing that, especially during Advent, because then your mind will be nourished by the readings, primarily from Isaiah the prophet and from St. Matthew, but then your soul will be nourished by the Eucharist, by Jesus himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity. What better way to prepare for Christmas than to receive Jesus every day or as often as you can during this Advent season? To be focused on Christ in the Eucharist. Also come to Eucharistic Adoration. We have our beautiful chapel across the street, which is open 5 days a week, 24 hours a day, Monday morning until Friday morning, all throughout the night, all day, all afternoon, all morning. You can go and spend time before the Lord in the Eucharist, to spend time in prayer and adoration. The fourth letter in the word prepare is P, which stands for penance, the sacrament of penance. It's important that during Advent, we get rid of our sins. Just as John the Baptist told people to go to the Jordan River, confess their sins, we have it much easier. They had to confess their sins out loud to a whole crowd of hundreds of people. We get to go privately in confession and confess our sins directly to Jesus through the priest in the privacy of confession, and to be able to receive absolution. So what a great way to prepare for Christmas, to go to confession. We'll be having a penance service where we bring in lots of extra priests, have opportunities to go to confession during this Advent season. So if you're in a case of maybe 5 years, 10 years, 20 years away from confession, try to go especially during this Advent season. The fifth letter in prepare is A, and that stands for Advent customs. Advent customs are very good to use for your children to live Advent, to live this holy season during these 4 weeks. And some of the Advent customs that you can do would be the Advent wreath, which many families will have their own Advent wreath on their dinner table. And when they say grace at meals, they'll light the candle and say the prayers and read the Bible passages every day during Advent. And notice each week as we get closer to Christmas, the light of Christ gets brighter and brighter as we light one more candle each week. Growing up, we also had Advent calendars. I know many of you use these for your kids and grandchildren. They're these nice calendars, and every day you open a little window and read a passage from Scripture. Or if you're very lucky, not only do you have a passage from Scripture, but you have a good little piece of chocolate. And so you can, as a little treat, that you read the Bible and then have a piece of chocolate. And then the third Advent custom that I grew up doing with my family when we were little kids was having the manger scene. I know many families do this, where behind the nativity scene, you have a bag of straw, and every time one of the kids or parents does an act of kindness or charity during the Advent season, they take a piece of the straw and place it in the manger. The manger, of course, is empty because Christ won't come until Christmas. But when he comes, he'll have a soft bed of straw upon which to lay his head. And every one of those straws is a prayer, an act of kindness, maybe an act of service to your parents or to your brothers or sisters. And what a beautiful gift that is for the Christ child on Christmas, to see dozens and even hundreds of acts of love, kindness, generosity upon which Christ can rest peacefully on Christmas Day. Of course, if you do something bad, you have to take a piece of straw out of the crib. Okay? But hopefully, by the time Christmas comes, Jesus will have hundreds of acts of kindness and love and generosity upon which to rest. The sixth letter in the word prepare is R, and that stands for read. Read especially the infancy narratives found in the Gospel of Luke and Matthew. Those are the two Gospels that talk about the birth of Christ, St. Luke and St. Matthew. But also, if you want to read some good books about the life of Christ, especially about the Nativity, I would suggest Pope Benedict's book on Jesus of Nazareth, or Bishop Sheen's book, The Life of Christ, or Frank Sheed's book, To Know Christ Jesus. These are some of the best books written on the life of Christ, and you can read about the birth of Christ in these books. Also, don't forget to read about the great saints of Advent, our Blessed Mother, Saint Joseph, and John the Baptist. Lastly, the seventh letter in the word prepare is E, and that stands for empty. We need to empty ourselves of self to be filled more by Christ. So emptying is a good idea. First, start with your own home. Go into your closets and empty them out of extra clothing or coats that you can give to needy families during this time of year. Go into the toy chest and get rid of the children's toys or games that you can give to needy families. So consider doing that. By emptying out of some of these attachments to material things, we can focus more on our attachment to Christ. So this is what Advent is about. To pray, especially the rosary, receiving the Eucharist, going to the sacrament of penance, using the Advent customs and traditions that the Church gives us, the reading of sacred scripture, but then emptying ourselves of self to be filled more with Christ. Our motto should be the motto of John the Baptist, that he must increase and I must decrease. What does that mean? We want to rid ourselves of self, of pride and impatience and arrogance and selfishness. We want to be emptied of self to be filled with Christ, to be filled with his love, peace, and joy, to be filled with his humility, with his charity, with his mercy, with his compassion. Because ultimately, that is the purpose of Advent, and really the purpose of life is to become more like Christ. So over these 4 weeks of Advent, this is how we can prepare to receive Christ with great joy at Christmas.